Reality TV certainly has its fans and its detractors. To the detractors, I say, they should take some time and learn a little bit about the people that they sound off about, because if you do, there are cases where you can discover some interesting and powerful life stories and lessons that, guess what, you can even apply to your own life. Imagine that. The next guest is an example of those ideas. While being the dynamo that fires up the VH1 reality series Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, which is now in its fourth season, Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, she's also lived a life with challenges in the past, but sees opportunity in her present as well as her future. We say good morning to Mimi Faust. Good morning, Mimi.
Good morning. How are you?
Great to talk with you. And yes, Mimi's website is the obvious, MimiFaust.com. And I imagined, I'm going to join the many here by asking this first question, because it's probably when someone gets the chance to talk with you after watching you, and certainly reality TV, which is across the spectrum now on television. What was it that made you decide, yeah, you know what, I'm going to throw a welcome mat in front of my life and let everyone come on in?
It really wasn't, that's not how it happened.
Okay.
I had a girlfriend who was really good friend of mine for many years, and she works with TI. She's his general manager. She sent me a text message. She said, would you and Stevie, that's my daughter's father, would you guys like to go down for the casting of Love & Hip Hop? This was on a Monday. That's all she said in a text message. So I text her back and I said, I need more information. She says, Wednesday, 4 o'clock, Mansion Hotel. That's it. That's it.
That's
and
it.
So I called my daughter's father and I said, do you want to go down, you know, for this casting, for the show? And we kind of argued about it a little bit. We weren't in a good place. And he was like, no, I'm not going to do that with you and X, Y, and Z. And I said, okay, fine. I hung up the phone. So this was, I had a day and a half. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to go down there anyway. I go down there on Wednesday. My daughter's father's already there. He beat me there.
That dog.
We had an argument right there in the lobby, and the executive producer of the show, her assistant, saw us, said, oh, you guys, you know, where were you? You were half an hour late. Well, we were downstairs in the lobby arguing, of course. So we go up, and they chose us immediately. So I really didn't have time to plan or prepare or, you know, really think about, yeah, I want to put my whole life out there. It just happened just that fast. My life, his life changed in a day and a half, literally.
And that sort of puts to the side what some people, you know, everyone always likes to think of conspiracy. They don't believe reality TV is reality, that what you all do is scripted and you just keep it secret. But that's not even close to being the fact.
Correct. Correct.
Once the show gets rolling, as I mentioned, going into season four now, did you ever think that it would connect with an audience? Did you ever imagine, did you get a sense of how fast this dynamo was spinning on you now?
I had no clue. I had no clue. I was living a regular, normal, everyday life. I had a cleaning business, okay? So I had no clue what this entailed, what it was about, everything that was, I was clueless. I'll tell you that right now. And a lot of people say to me, you knew what you were getting yourself into. No, I didn't. I had no clue that it would be all of this or that the show would even do as well as it did. I think one reason the show did do well was because my daughter's father and I were going through so much BS, like in our real life.
Right.
And just the fact that they captured all of that, people were really like, I cannot believe they are putting this out there. But it was really happening. And because it was really happening, of course, the producers were like, oh, my God, like, we have to get this.
So Mimi Faust, and yes, VH1's reality series, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Season 4, MimiFaust.com. On the web, you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I guess, Mimi, too, people in situations like what you and your daughter's father experienced, they see themselves in you sometimes.
Exactly.
They realize, wow, it's just not me. It's other people go through this stuff.
Exactly. It was the classic thing I think everyone could relate to, a woman being cheated on or a man doing the cheating. Or it was something that everyone could relate to, even the girl that he was cheating with. There's women out there like, oh, my God, that. I was that girl before, or, you know, everyone could relate to it. So I think that's what made it so popular. And because a lot of people at first were like, I'm not going to watch this crap. And the first episode they saw, they were just like stuck and were like, oh my God, I can't wait to watch it again next week. Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah, there was a game show producer and host, Chuck Barris. He created the Gong Show back in the 70s, and he always got slammed, schlock TV and all this stuff. And his line was always, you know, no one ever watches the Gong Show, but everyone can tell me every single act that was on the Gong Show. It's amazing.
Exactly. Exactly.
You mentioned you have a daughter. As the show grew in popularity and as you became more aware of the platform that you were on, what did you want to have your daughter as far as awareness, as far as being part of the spotlight, in the spotlight, out of the, you know, to what degree do you shield her from everything that's happening?
That's an interesting question. I wanted to see how she took to it and if she was comfortable with being around the cameras or, you know, in that space. I was, you know, that's what I would roll with. If she wasn't comfortable, then I would make changes. But my daughter was completely comfortable around it. When the producers and people would come over, she wanted to be involved. She wanted to get behind the camera and look. Then she wanted to get in front of the camera and see what that was like. So she was totally comfortable with it. And I kind of let her, I put the ball in her court. And if she's cool with it, then I say, okay, then we can do this. If not, then I'll take a step back. So that's how I kind of play it by ear with her. She's a very smart, intelligent little girl.
That's always good to hear. We always hear about the ones that go wrong. So and they're far and few in between, fortunately. And it sounds like your daughter's got it together. And that's always that gives mom a little comfort zone then too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, and not to bring up anything out of the past that's negative, but and this is open air, you know, part of your life and. I've talked about this with other people on the show. Scientology, we think of whatever you want to call it, faith, religion, belief, or system, whatever the case may be. We always think of it as a unifier, but you had to learn in a real painful way when it came to Scientology. You were either against them, you were either with them, or you were against them. If you were against them, family or not, you are out.
Absolutely. And I learned that at a very, very young age, unfortunately. They actually wanted me to join Scientology when I was 13, and they gave me an ultimatum. They gave me the contract for 1 billion years. They said, you sign the contract and you join our organization or you have to go. They also gave my mother an option to leave as well, but my mother had already signed her contract and was in Scientology and had been there for some years. So at this point, you know, she had given up everything. My mother had nothing at this point. So where was my mother going to go? Like, yeah. Realistically. And I just couldn't do it. I refused. I said, no, I'm not. I haven't lived my life. I'm 13. This is not what I want to do with my life. So I had to walk away at 13.
Was that the end of family? Did you have any reunion later in life?
Very far and few in between. I think the next time I really had a conversation with my mother was 4 years later at 17. That didn't go over well at all. The next conversation that I had with my mother was at 27, and that didn't go over well.
Wow.
And then when my mother finally, she developed cancer at some point, and I think my mother knew about the cancer long before she told her children. When we found out it was stage 4 and it was like, you know, like nothing else that could be done. And at that point, of course, when she's in the hospital and having surgeries and all this, and that is where we really reconnected. But it was very interesting. Scientology, they actually held up their end of the bargain for my mother. They said they took care of her. They paid for her surgeries, all her medication and everything. But I was not allowed to be in the room, the hospital room, the hospice room, with my mother alone. They had a Scientology representative there with her. And when I would come visit, the whole entire time in the room, in the hospital room, it was incredible. I'm like, can I sit and talk to my dying mother alone? And I was not allowed to do that. She had a chaperone with her till she died.
People call that a religion. That sounds like a cult to me, but that's might be an opinion of one. Repping our time with Mimi Faust, one of the driving forces of VH1's Love & Hip Hop Atlanta into Season 4. And you can check out more about Mimi, MimiFaust.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Mention the introduction about your business, and that's always good when you can take something that, you know, fame is fleeting, as they say, but you're now becoming an entrepreneur where you can empower yourself for a greater future. You've started now a line of wigs and extensions.
Yes, I'm entering into the hair business. A lot of my castmates have done it as well, and it's like hair now is like it's like the drug game.
Yes.
It's incredible. Like, hair is the billion dollar industry. It's crazy. So I'm going to do a hairline. I'm also coming out with home decor line. That's one of my biggest passions, is about decorating. And a lot of people don't know that about me. I like to decorate. I like to shop for like stuff for the home more than I do like to shop for clothes or shoes. So I'm also doing that as well. And I also still have my cleaning business, Keep It Clean.
All right.
Very busy woman.
So even with the fame, you got your feet well grounded on planet Earth. That's, you know, in light of some of the things we've seen with other people in reality TV, you are the exception to what's becoming the rule in a lot of cases. And again, you got your daughter, and you want to make sure that, you know, she's got a nice stable life. And to do that, you got to keep things stable too. So like I said in the introduction, what you see as someone on what we call reality TV isn't the full picture. Hopefully here talking with Mimi, you got a better idea of Mimi's a class act, and she's got her stuff together, and she's looking. She looks forward, not just living in the present, but she's having fun in the present too. No doubt about that. If you don't believe me, then just watch Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, fourth season, VH1, Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. MimiFaust.com on the web. Mimi, it's been fun talking with you, learning about you. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.